I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's protests look different this time around, and I'll explain why in a moment. Later, technology gives deaf Christians a boost. So stick around to find your place in the story. And we'll begin in the Near East, where Iran's protests somehow feel different than in times past. And the government seems to sense this, too, going by the intensity of its response and the ensuing crackdown on the so-called troublemakers. Among those caught up in the last sweep of arrests, a well-known Christian activist. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says the ministry
strongly condemns the arrest of Fatemeh Mehri Mohammadi, a Christian human rights activist. Mehri is among a large number of Iranians who have converted from Islam to Christianity. These are Iranian citizens who are seeking ways to promote religious freedom and human rights in the face of real danger.
2 weeks after her arrest, Mary's whereabouts are still unknown. Why are Christians so heavily targeted?
Iranian Islamic Republic's survival is threatened when they lose their Muslim population to Christianity. That is something they are not going to take lightly. That is why the Iranian judicial system deems all Christian activities as actions against national security and propaganda against the system.
Yet people desperately want hope, and they're finding it in the gospel, which comes in through satellite television ministries like Sat7 Pars and Mohabbat TV. So pray. The situation remains incredibly unstable, and yet change is in the wind.
These trends cannot be ignored because they are indicative of a large mass transformation of a country.
Meanwhile, if you ask about Christian persecution in Ethiopia, you'll probably get various responses. That's because the situation really is a mixed bag. Compared to its neighbors like Eritrea, Somalia, and Sudan, Ethiopia is the tamest of the bunch when it comes to religious violence. But Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's actually changing.
When you look back at Ethiopia, for many, many years, the Muslim communities, the Orthodox, evangelical communities have lived at peace with each other. But again, there's always those people within certain groups that are wanting to cause violence, and it destabilizes the situation.
For one, the Ethiopian government is growing more authoritarian, and they're starting to restrict religious groups. And sadly, there's also infighting between the Orthodox and evangelical Christian groups, which is fueled by tribal and ethnic tension.
And then you've also got the rise up of militant Islam that are coming into Ethiopia and causing problems as well. Is it as serious as it is in places like Nigeria and some of the other parts of the world when it comes to Islam? No, it's not, but it still is increasing.
In a country so rich with church history, Ethiopia needs our prayers. Ask God to unify believers in Ethiopia above denomination, tribe, and ethnicity. Pray for peace and spiritual revival in the nation. And what would your life look like if you couldn't attend church? What if you didn't have God's word in your heart language? Well, this is the reality for deaf people around the world, and Deaf Bible Society is stepping in to help. Through an interpreter, Deaf Bible Society's Scott Deloach says the Deaf Bible app and Deaf Church Wear program now work together.
So we're really hoping that the two apps will work in tandem and encourage more deaf people to be involved and engaged with our products.
For example, deaf Christians can use the Deaf Bible app to access sign language scripture. However, communication barriers often mean that deaf believers are stuck in isolation because they don't have a local church family. Now, thanks to the Deaf Church Wear integration, believers can search for and find the closest deaf-friendly church through the app.
People in general don't oftentimes go to church, maybe because really they don't know where that church is, or they think that they're not going to have an interpreted services. It's very limited options as opposed to people who can hear, where you can pick any church you want.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We always need prayer. So your help through prayer and financial support really helps us get God's word out in sign language.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.